Wait, are we rolling? Are you serious? Like, okay. Oh, hey, welcome, dear listeners. How y'all doing? How y'all doing, huh? Hope all is well. I hope you are continuing the fight for your light. I hope you are continuing to fight for who you are and for the best part of you, the inner child that has dreams and hopes, the inner child that loves and believes in goodness, because that is our true nature. We change eventually into, I don't know, something called adults or adulthood, or we go into adulthood and become adults. And then we sort of become, as we age, more pessimistic and narcissistic and all the cystics. And we sort of lose our inner child, the hopes, dream, the energy of the inner child, the dreamlike state of the inner child. And I think really life is about keeping the dream alive, to sort of always remember who you are. Go back as far as you need to. When did you change? When did you start thinking more negative about people, about the world? When did you start to settle? When did you start giving up, giving in? When did you start saying, ah, it's just a stupid dream, what am I doing? When did that happen? So it doesn't, in a way it doesn't matter, because either you hang on to your inner self, you never lost it, you sort of fight for it every day, that's your light, your warrior of the light, you fight for your light, the light is your childlike self. And then, but most of us, as we get older, we sort of lose touch with who we were, and the best thing we can do is sort of rediscover it. It's like a reawakening. You're like, ah, what happened? Where did I go wrong? You know, you realize, like, oh, snap, I've been going in the wrong direction. I need to back up a little bit. I need to go back to, I lost my way. I need to go back to who I truly am. Like, when did I become so hateful, angry, sad, pessimistic, you know, fill in the blank, all the characteristics that support more death than life. When did that happen? And sort of like, it's, you know, and then sort of unlearn, undo, you know, all the things that you start, all the negative things that you start accumulating. It's time to unpack them, time to let them go, drop them off, let them go. So, yeah, with that said, you know what, let's just, I don't know if this is a good transition or not, probably not, but let's go into the 50 rules of Stoicism, okay? So, while this is pulling up, things have been better in my life, a lot better today. I had a good day of teaching where I felt more confident. I did a better job, thank God. So there's 4 units of this coding boot camp. The first unit I taught was I did bad. Not horrible, but I did bad. Like a C or a D, maybe that's the grade I would give myself, type bad. And then today was sort of like much better. Like I would give myself like a B or something. So I feel good. And it all started with reading one post on Instagram about being relentless. By the way, I've recorded this episode like 10 times, okay? So this is like, I keep recording, deleting, because just I wasn't satisfied with it. But anyways, let me stay focused. One of the things I'm trying to change is staying more focused. So I saw this post by Gina Schumacher, Michael Schumacher's daughter. It's simple. She says something, nothing out of the ordinary, very something that a lot of people post on social media, something about never give up. And then she said, be relentless. And I don't know why, but that relentless really hit me. That really like stood out to me for some reason. And I started feeling it and I started recognizing some stuff. Started realizing that that's what I'm missing. I'm not relentless. I give up easily. Maybe not easily is the word. I mean, I've failed it so many times, it's kind of expected that I give up. But like, the relentless sort of brought me back. I'm like, yeah, I can always be relentless. Relentless with my hopes, dreams, with my ambition, with life, with everything. Be relentless about it. Don't settle. Don't give in. Don't be like, things are the way they are. No, they don't have to be. You can change things. You can do things. You can act. And the world started to look a little bit better. That's the weird thing. Like, I didn't know that. I guess it's weird because I didn't know that that's what was missing in my life. This attitude of being relentless about the pursuit of your goals, of your ambitions and dreams, of fighting for who you are, fighting for the light inside of you. A warrior has to be relentless. I need to make this podcast about being a warrior, because that's what I put in the tagline, right? Warrior of the Light Guide. Yeah, funny, but I'd never really bring up this idea that we're warriors protecting our light, fighting for our light. But the goal of this podcast is to get you in high to a higher place, but we get there through internal warfare with, you know, our own demons. So we have to be, and we have to fight others too. It's like they're demons, so we have to be sort of warriors to truly shine. Ooh, this is sort of falling into place. Okay, and then what? Will Smith is what? He's like the ultimate example, I think, in a way. I don't know what it is about him, but he's like, I can't point my finger at it, but he's sort of I don't know. I don't want to say my best version. That would be wrong. That would be inaccurate. But he's sort of living the life that most of us in some way could do as well. You know, like somebody who believes in their dreams, acts on it, and never looks back, you know. We should all do that, sort of. Like, we should act on our dreams and our hopes. And we should do things that we enjoy. I think now more than ever is it feasible to pursue something that you enjoy and still make a living. So anyways, then everything else aside, you don't want to just wait till you die. You don't want to go through life just waiting till you die. Damn it, am I deviating on this podcast again, on this episode? That's why I deleted some of the other ones, because I felt like I wasn't very focused. So I feel like I'm doing it again. God darn it. All right, what do I know, huh? At the end of the day, what the hell do I know? Nothing, nada, not a damn thing. The only thing I know is I'm alive, I'm conscious, I don't want to give up, I love, I realize how amazing it feels to have somebody that you love, that loves you. That's like an incredible, the best feeling ever. I love nature in like an insane amount. Like, I'm blown away how beautiful it is, how awesome it feels to be in nature. Everything about nature, I know I sound very vague and broad, like an idiot, but it's true. Like, you know, so those are things I do know. You know, Oprah has a book says, what I know for sure is nothing, except for those things I just mentioned. All right, I'm here, we're here, we're alive, so let's live, right? We do know that. Like, if we're alive, then might as well live,
man, it's like, okay. I mean, what else are you going to do? Not live? So I don't know. Wow, it would be nice if I could talk. I was a little bit confused about whether or not I mentioned this on this podcast or one of the 10 other ones that I recorded deleted, but I guess I did mention that today was a great day of teaching. You'd be like, damn, this guy forgot he talked about that. That was only like 1 minute ago. Great day of teaching. Very happy with that. Dating is picking up. Not the people I would like to date, but it's picking up. After 3 years of being single and not dating at all, pretty much, except for that one date that was not good at all, and after that I stopped altogether trying to date, but it's sort of picking up again, and so I'm out there, people. I'm out there looking for my wife, my future wife, my adorable, gorgeous, funny wife. That we're going to have beautiful kids. Their names are going to be Frank and Sandy. No, I'm just kidding. They're not going to be named Frank and Sandy. How crazy do you think I am? You think I'm a maniac? No, I'm going to name them something like Abdul Mujib. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know what I would name my kid. I don't even care. What I care is just for them to be alive, for me to love them. And what else? I started forcing myself to sign up for a gym that I was hesitant to sign up for. I don't want to jinx it, but it's a CrossFit gym. And so we'll see how it goes. I went today, had my first workout. I survived, so that gives me hope. So, yeah, what else? Dating picked up, starting to work out, teaching better. Wow. Yeah, all that positivity that's been in my life in the last few days or so all came from that relentless attitude. Fuck giving up. It felt so good to just have this word relentless sort of become part of me. I was even thinking of, if I was going to get a tattoo, it would be awesome to get like the word relentless, maybe in a different language, but on my arm or something like that, to remind me that that's what I've come to conclusion to. Do you end the sentence on to or on? Conclusion on, or neither. You're like thinking like, dude, learn how to speak English, bro. Like, where did you grow up? Pakistan? No, I didn't. As a matter of fact, I grew up in Germany. So yeah, take that, you racist bastard. I'm kidding. There's no one racist listening to this. All of you are just very special human beings, Care Bears, Warriors of the Light. Warriors of the Light. Who are the Warriors of the Light? The Warriors of the Light are highly sensitive people. Warriors of the Light are very innocent. They look at the world in an innocent way, but they can easily be crushed. They can easily be discouraged, and they can even end up doing things very bad for society if they don't realize that they're Warriors of the Light and that they need to fight for the light. They need to fight for the light. Very important. This is something that scares the living crap out of me. For people like my daughter, I think she is a highly sensitive person, huge heart, the biggest heart I've ever encountered. But I can't tell her, for the life of me, I cannot explain to her anything, preach to her, tell her anything, because the moment I do, I lost her. It's like the most frustrating thing on the planet. So all I can do is sort of try to live by example as much as I can. Lead by example. Did I say live by example? Damn, I make no sense. No wonder I had to record 10 of these and start over again, because that makes no sense. Like, my English is just like putting words together in such a lazy way and hope they somehow make sense on and is and are structured correctly. So anyways, but relentless, you know, I'm relentless. So even with this fear that I have that I cannot talk for the life of me, I'm relentless and not giving up and continuing to record these episodes. Who records episodes that has nothing to prove to the world? Like, that has nothing, has proved nothing to the world, that is. Anyways, bringing it back, trying to stay focused to my daughter. She, biggest heart on the planet. Worried that she has a hard time forming a warrior spirit, if you will. She doesn't have the warrior. I mean, she does. You know what? I should give her more credit. She does. She went through extreme darkness. It broke my heart more than anything else in this world. And it's just so harsh to see your kid go through depression. It's and they harming themselves. It's just the worst. And then you can't do anything. And then you even start thinking, well, maybe it's my fault. You know, I do think that. Like, I'm like, oh, me and her mom, we used to fight. And we used to, sorry, I just took a bite of my food. I don't know why I did that. It was stupid. I'm doing a podcast, for God's sake. So if you can excuse me for a second. Okay, no disrespect. Okay, I'm back. So, you even, you know, you suspect, like, oh, maybe it was my fault. Or you're afraid that you are the reason why they feel the way that they do. And that is like hell, when once you start thinking that way. So, I have learned something. Relentless. Be relentless, even with this stuff. Because you gotta, like, you can beat yourself up all day, every day about shit that is not perfect. About shit that you suspect might be true or might not. You can. You can literally go all day, every day, for the rest of your life doing that. I decided I'm not going to do that. I have decided, but that doesn't mean I'm going to be oblivious and ignorant about things that I could change. No. That means I'm aware of it, but I'm not going to beat myself up. There's a difference. Being aware, having the intention to change, but also not beating yourself up. So I don't think about this stuff anymore. Like, I don't, like, beat myself up. It's just was too much. It was killing me. I had to stop it. I was like, stop it. Knock it off. You got to move forward. Put one foot in front of the other. Do your goddamn best. And that's it. Let's get out there and let's make it happen. I don't know if that last part made any sense, but yeah. So anyway, she's warrior of the light, and I know a few warrior of the lights. My cousin is warrior of the light. There's Pete Holmes, that's a warrior of the light. So yeah, these are all people. I got this concept of warrior of the light, by the way. I don't know if you knew this already, from I think it's from the guy who wrote I gotta read that book again. I should not watch TV. I should just listen to some books maybe today. Maybe I'll do that today. By the way, when I recorded the last episode, rule number 24, might as well, I'm so sorry, I'm jumping all around, but rule number 24, which is the next rule, I believe. Why is it not pulling up the 50 rules of Stoicism? Okay, I think it's 24. Seek out challenges. Seek out challenges. Sort of goes with my other theme of being relentless. When you're relentless, you sort of seek out challenges and are not scared. So I need to do that more. But anyways, where was I going with that? Seek out challenges. Oh, I was recording this episode the other day, and I realized, actually, I played a little clip from Ryan Holiday talking about this particular rule, and he had like little edit. I sort of misunderstood exactly what he meant by this, but he listed example for challenges that you can seek out, such as challenges that you can do, so you have to seek them out and then do them. Some that he came up with was wake up an hour earlier than usual and utilize that time for something, either being still or exercising or whatever you want to do. Another one was writing a gratitude letter, I believe, to somebody that you want to thank. So when I was recording it, I told myself, I got to do something, one of those things. Just even if I just do it one time, even if it's just today, I just got to do it. It's just so I don't feel like a hypocrite. And the one I did was I wrote a gratitude letter to God. So, do you guys want to hear it? Or no? Okay. I don't know if I'm gonna read it to you guys because this is stupid. Honestly, I feel really dumb because I'm so eager to share. Like, what the hell is wrong with me? But let me see. Let me see if I can pull it up. How about that? If I can pull it up, I'll read it. And I know there's some people out there who see the good in other people. Those people I admire. There's plenty of people who see the good in me, which I don't understand, but they do. And they sort of give me a pass when a lot of times I'm obnoxious or stupid or douche. And I really admire the people that can see past that, even when I can't sometimes. Okay, I don't know if I can pull that up. If I can't pull it up, then I won't. Yeah, I won't read it. Where is it? How do I search for it? Google Docs. Go to Docs. That's what I clicked on. Forget it. It's not happening. For some reason, it goes to Google Drive. Anyways, it was just something that's just maybe between me and God. Just wanted to do something, wanted to seek out a challenge, so I did. I didn't know that's what he meant. I thought he meant seek out challenges like much bigger scale. But little things like that could be good for you, you know. Even I don't believe you don't sometimes have to keep up something if you can't do it. So do it one time. Do you have energy to do something one time? Do it. What else? I've mentioned I worked out. I told you guys dating picked up. I told you guys that teaching was good today. So yeah, really weird how life works out. It's incredible to me. What's incredible to me is how sure you are that the problems that you have when you're depressed are permanent. Like, that to me is one of the most fascinating things of all time. Like that just blows my mind. It is so final that you are broken, that things will not change, that like you can't imagine, even like you can't feel or imagine a scenario where like it's not the case. And yet there's 100% chance things will change. Like, and you might think, like, how do you know 100% that something will change? Because it has happened to everybody. As long as they didn't give up, as long as they kept going, every single person had a change in their life from what it was before. So it's 100% guarantee that life will change. 100%. So that's incredible to me, because I can be in a bad place and be absolutely convinced. I mean, can you blame me, by the way? I have a podcast with like zero listeners. I have TikToks that no one watches. I have YouTube videos. The technical ones I could do a much better job than no one, that some people watch, but not a lot, like at all. Like, it's nothing. And it's like I suck amongst even all the people that are attempting to do something. So it's like there's all these people that attempt to do something and they're sort of, you know, get certain numbers of attention or a certain attention level they reach a certain attention level of, what the hell am I trying to say? They reach, I don't know, they reach a certain audience, I guess. And I'm saying, I suck even compared to those guys, the average numbers, like I'm at the bottom. So in a way, you know, like, what was I going with this? Like, I don't even know. I'm too tired. Maybe I should stop recording these podcasts, like, at the end of my workday. I'm like, my brain is fried. So, anyways, I don't even know where I was going with this. So sorry, guys. My apologies. Guys, dear listeners, I'm sorry. Dear listeners sounds weird, too. Little fellow... what's a good word? Now, obviously, I'm not going to call you warriors. Little... Warlitos? Worms? I don't know. Just my dear friends, I guess. Whatever. Sounds corny, but... Yep, whatever. Whatever. I don't care. I'm relentless. Relentless.
Relentless. Don't care. When you're relentless, you don't really care, man.
And then I've been doing this stupid thing. Have you ever had like a little stupid face where you do a certain thing over and over again? And you don't know why? It's just like... I think as a kid, you do a lot more of it. As you get older, you stop doing it. But I'm doing it at almost 40 years old. But I'm doing this stupid thing where like... I have... I'm somehow trying to channel... what's the comedian's name? Massio... the Italian dude. I don't know. I forget his name. Guys, I really need to stop recording these after work. I don't even know if I'm going to upload this one. This might be another one that I'm going to delete. Maybe not. I don't know. Maybe I'm just going to upload this one. But because one of the part of being relentless, deciding to be relentless, also being relentless about being producing better things, right? So I wanted to make this podcast better, so, but I don't think I have. I don't know, maybe I have. No, I don't think I have, but maybe I have. By the way, I miss LA. Sorry, I'm jumping around. I don't know why, how this came to mind, but I miss home. I miss my puppy. But I'm gonna be here for 2 more months. I'm gonna go through the workouts, I'm gonna get in shape, start my diet. Next month, I'm gonna try to save some money if possible. This month is, fuck it, it's gone. I wasted so much fucking money. But next month, hopefully, I'll do better. Live and learn. See, don't feel bad. See, I'm forgetting everything that I believed in. When I was in this higher place that I'm trying to get back to, right? Remember this podcast about taking you and I to a higher place? A lot of these things that I see now, I wasn't seeing them before. Like, I wouldn't believe it. Like, now I'm a little bit harsh on myself. I'm more negative. I'm more like, I wasn't like that. Once you're in that higher place, you really see the truth for what it is. You see reality for what it is, you know? And I'm sort of trying to get back to that, which is like, I realize everything is perfect. Everything is just right. Like, it was weird to explain. It's weird to explain now. Maybe at the time I could have explained it. But yeah, so I want to get back to that. And I think the way to get back to that is, I don't think there's anything. I think that's the key. There's no condition. I want to say love. Maybe love was the ingredient that triggered it. Because I loved Boonie and Lonnie so much that I think that maybe that enabled me. I always say unabled instead of enabled. That enabled me to sort of feel free and see the goodness and the beauty of life and the truth. And like now I don't. And I definitely don't call it enlightenment because it wasn't enlightenment. That's a ridiculous, ridiculous concept. Enlightenment is for the fools to chase. Only fools chase enlightenment. We are what we are. We do what we do. And we fight, we live. We don't fight physically ever. Like, we really, really don't. But we fight internally with our demons. and we win. I hope, you know, later when I want to listen to this, or whenever I'm going to listen to it, I'm probably going to be like, what the fuck is this? Like, this guy is all over the place, referring to myself. Like, what? There goes that harshness. There goes that critical voice. That's what I was trying to say. Like, I didn't have that. So, now I have this darn critical voice that's like, damn. And I've noticed that, for example, Pete Holmes has it big time. Like, he will, like, sometimes he'll express himself and it's, like, very critical of himself, very harsh on himself. Anyways, 50 Rules of Stoicism. I feel like some of the people that clicked on this podcast, again, no listeners. Why the fuck would I say some of the people? Anyways, maybe I'm thinking of some future time where people in the future, some time in the future, there we go, where people will listen to it. And then some people will listen to it because they wanted to learn more about the Stoic rules, right? Stoicism. And I'm talking about all these other things that, like, they might think, like, whoa, this is not what I thought this was going to be. So bring it back to Stoicism. And rule number 24, seek out challenges. That's a good one. I'm trying to think, what could I do today that could, you know, fits this rule? I could do, you know what? The one thing I could do is listen to an audiobook instead of watching TV. That would be a challenge that I could do. What else? I could cook something. That could be a challenge. I don't think that one's going to happen. Too tired. Anyways. Well, I feel like I didn't get to a higher place. I like doing these podcast episodes, and then hopefully by the end I feel better. And today, I think I already felt good. I think maybe that's why I didn't get to a higher place, because I sort of felt good about my teaching today. So I sort of, yeah. But I hope you feel better in some way, weird way. Somehow my talk affects you positively. That would be weird. Awesome for you and me both. Duh. Me, if I can talk and make people feel better, hell yeah. What kind of blessing is that now? Like, oh, shoot, that's the ultimate. You know, you win, I win, society wins, you know. I get to, like, not have to put up with 9-to-5, and I get to just talk about the things that I think are beautiful, good, and makes you feel good. And it's just, I would love to do that. I would love to do that. But in order to live in this lifestyle that I'm preaching is maybe not the best word. Let's go ahead and edit that out. Just kidding, I don't do any edits. what was I saying? Me talking, you feeling better, how awesome that would be. I wouldn't have to put up with 9-to-5. I would be able to do something that I love to do, which is this right now. And hopefully I would get a sponsor. You know what? How I would go about getting sponsors? I would get sponsors by just starting to promote things that I love without pay. And then what I would do, this is my genius plan that I know is going to work. Then what would happen is I promote things that I use, that I believe in. Okay, so this is like awesome, because now it's not something that's dictated by money per se. It is sort of, actually, the next part is. but if the company likes what I'm doing in terms of promoting it, they can leave me a tip. And I know this is so dumb. It's just a loophole. It goes back to getting paid for advertising products. So, okay, so chill. But in a way, I still feel like it's a little bit better than the original model. Maybe not. But anyways, so they tip me for what I've promoted. If they tip me well enough, maybe I have the energy to promote their products again, do more of it. If they don't tip me well, maybe I don't feel motivated to promote that particular item. I probably will if I really love it, but the tip sort of helps. So working for tips. So cutting out this straightforward business buys your soul type thing. Because you pick the products that you love. So times are changing, and this is sort of like becoming the model anyway, right? So how are you guys doing? Are you still with me? Did I lose you? Is this like insane? Like, no one wants to listen to this shit. Like, who wants to listen to this? Like, what? There's a guy blabbering. Like, who the hell wants to tune into that? Wow, really need to learn how to talk. So yeah, be relentless. Dating game's picking up, happy about that. Oh, and I'll be completely 100% honest with you. I am in wife mode. I am seeking a wife to have kids with, to spend the rest of my life with her. I know this about my wife. I don't want her to be Afghan. Not because I'm discriminating, but because I want, or would like, or would love my genetics to be diluted, to be mixed. I want it. Like, that is important to me. The world has enough people marrying close to each other. We need more mixes. And I love the way mixed children come out. How mixed children usually turn out to be. And so, yeah. So, any race but Afghan is okay with me. That doesn't mean, like, if I've met a beautiful, awesome Afghan woman, that I would say no. That you know, if I obviously love her, I make an exception. I'm not, you know, rigid. But I'm seeking non-Afghans. What else? Played basketball the other day. Pick up basketball. That was fun as hell. So isn't it funny how those things in life? Actually, the best parts of life, believe it or not, it's not the Ferraris, it's not the private jets. You know, those things are cool in their own way, but it's really like the simple, free things that are like make life so cool. Like a pickup game of soccer or basketball. I love that shit. I wasn't sure if I can curse or not, but it's gonna be an explicit episode. So, yeah. I'm going to be 40 in about 2 weeks. How about that? Oh, how about the fact Daniel Ricciardo's back in Formula 1? Yay! So happy. I know most of you don't watch Formula 1. I get it. So I'm not going to bore you with that. I don't know how it's boring, but whatever. I know you guys, it's not your thing. Let me do something silly. How many listeners will eventually listen to this episode? And I have to really believe it, because I can't. I'm relentless. I've decided to not give in and just give up on everything. And just, I have to sort of genuinely believe it. There's going to be hundreds of thousands of people listening to this. That sounds egotistical. I have to pick a lower number, something a little bit more humbling. There's gonna be 3,000 people listening to this. Okay. No, I'll go back to 100,000. Kidding. The whole thing was a joke. And I guess there's some truth to it, obviously. Who doesn't want a podcast as popular?
No, it's not like somebody out there, no, thank you. I don't wanna talk into a mic and get paid and get paid for it. I would rather work 9 to 5 for somebody I don't like
and suffer. Yeah, so yeah. I wanna figure this shit out in terms of making money off an art, because the life that I know that's in me, the child in me, is very playful. It's incredibly playful, playful child. But that child is just cannot play because it needs to go to work Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. So it's like in a box in like a jail cell, and like I'm trying to break out of it. I'm trying to, like, because I know art is one of those things. That doesn't mean you're not disciplined when you're an artist. No, far from it. But you feel free, like you feel free to play, to be yourself. A 9 to 5 sort of takes that away. It's like. Soul, what is the word of a phone? Soul destroying type of thing. Like 9 to 5 is just, yeah, you get the point. Takes away your soul. Hey, all right, I better stop now. You heard me talk about rule number 24, seek out challenges. Look up Red Holiday's video on it, if you sort of want to learn more about it. Yeah, so stick to the Stoics if it helps you. If you need a more feminine love approach to life, you know, Rumi. Maybe I'll do a whole series on Rumi, just every Rumi poem out there. Even though I don't understand, I'll be completely honest, I don't understand most of them. Some are incredible, they're simple, I understand them, they're beautiful. And then some is like, I don't think I get it. Maybe I'll still do it. We'll see. Well, we shall see. All right, cool. I'll let you guys go. Have a great day. Have a wonderful day. Let's be relentless. Let's keep fighting for our inner child, for the light. It's worth it. And let's get to that higher place. All right. All right. Peace out.